well. We're starting to see that snow move up into the north towns, which means our next guest will be hard at work. Jamie Dussing, Town of Clarence Highway Superintendent, joining us now. Jamie, days like this, do you love them or hate them?
Well, they're certainly anticipated. We wait all year for days like today.
So on a day like today, is everybody on?
Everybody is on this morning, Susan, and we're in early. We brought them in at 5 with the anticipated snowfall, 4 to 6 inches in our area. We did have some salt on the roads from Tuesday, the little event we had Tuesday morning, but we wanted to definitely check the mains, our hills, intersections, school zones, things of that nature. And we're prepared for whatever comes in this morning. Right now, we're just in a holding pattern.
Okay, in a nice little holding pattern for now. We're just starting to see that snowfall come outside. What is, I guess, the strategy for a lake effect snow like this when the timing you have to kind of guess at just a little bit? We have a general idea, but you don't really know. It's kind of unlike a general snowfall when it's just falling all the time. I mean, it could hit some of your roads and others could be clear, right?
Yes, that's clear. I mean, in a lake effect environment like we live in, you know, all the modern technology that we have with radars and Dopplers and all that, sometimes you got to look out the window and react to whatever you're seeing Mother Nature do.
And, you know, Jamie, it looks like you're going to get hit twice this morning, and then it'll move north into Niagara County, and then it's going to come back this afternoon right around drive time again.
Yeah, we're prepared for whatever Mother Nature throws at us. So, you know, right now, actually, most of the crews are in. We were actually preparing to go out and get the rest of our leaves picked up and wait for this to come in. As I look outside, there is the flurries are intensifying, so we might not we might have to call an audible there and put the guys back in the trucks. So whatever happens and we just react. My employees do a great job helping us do that.
Does the timing mean anything for you? You know, if it's drive time, is it a little tougher for the plows to be out when a lot of cars are too?
Of course, it's very difficult. It's very stressful. I know we've talked about that in the past. It's stressful on the drivers. It's stressful on the motorists. You know, congestion, it slows things down. It's tough. We certainly don't want to operate at drive time, but oftentimes enough, that's when we have to be out.
Yeah, and what about, like, we were talking earlier about parking in the city. It's always an issue. They are always trying to, you know, improve clearing streets when you have parked cars. Now, in Clarence, there's parking regulations, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, most of the suburban communities have parking restrictions, just as the city does. You know, we definitely have struggles and, you know, with people that, you know, repeatedly do it. We try to flag their cars at night. We try to give them advance notice as we go through the fall that, you know, they might have to make other arrangements for parking if they have a work vehicle or things of that nature. You know, their kids are driving and they have extra cars. We try to knock on the door and just politely ask them if they can, you know, make sure that, you know, by November 1st we can, you know, get that taken care of so the plows don't have to deal with it. I don't want, you know, parked cars to slow the drivers and the crews down from clearing the streets because it's just a snowball effect, no pun intended. And you know, we certainly don't want the parking on the streets.
Has the way you attacked some of the bigger snowfalls changed over the years? I think we've seen in the city of Buffalo them moving a little bit more from the plows to high lifts because in some tight spaces that's just way more usable. In Clarence, is that the same thing? Those high lifts, are they maybe used more than they ever were before?
We used to have the capability of our front-end loaders had two-way reversible plows on them. We've gotten away from that. We'll really use our front-end loaders in heavy storm conditions to open up roads in emergencies. We've gotten away from that. The snow plowing equipment, as in the trucks, the technology and the vehicles have come so far, you know, in the last 10, 20 years. It's just better equipment, and the trucks move a lot better in difficult situations.
Jamie, we appreciate the help this morning, and good luck to you guys today.
Okay, Brian and Susan, thank you very much.
Sure. Jamie Dussing is the Town of Clarence Highway Superintendent.